You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
From Barrie to Port Perry, Toronto to Buffalo. Take a joyride with Zoomer Radio AM 740 and the boys in Dave's Corner Garage. Coming to you from the main bay at Queen and River. Got a car question for Dave Redinger or Alan Gelman? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free in Ontario at 1-866-740-4740.
Hello! I'm Rob Ford, and you better be listening to Dave's Corner Garage here on the new AM 740.
I love it. Very good. Good morning, everybody. It's welcome to Dave's Corner Garage.
Good morning, Davey. How are you this week? Did you have a great week? It was so hot this week.
You know, it was so hot. We actually closed Thursday.
How hot was it?
Hotter than a snake's ass in a Texas freeway, as Robbie Williams would say.
It was hot. We had lots of air conditioning working, lots of overheated cars. Duh.
And you know something, though? But first off, it was so hot we couldn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we actually had to close the shop. We closed at noon on Thursday because the guys were just melting in the seats. Just unbelievable warm. Anyways, it's like California. No, it's more like Florida. We were actually hotter than Florida. We were 100 degrees here, and it was 93 in Pembroke Pines.
That's funny. I was watching City TV, and they were interviewing people who are from Asia and in India, asking them how do they liked it, and they went, "Oh my, this is like winter back where I come from."
Thanks a lot.
You know, that was so funny.
Talking about the heat, we're going to have Dave Woodford come on board with us, and we're going to be talking about road rage. You know, it's hot outside, you're sitting in traffic, and the traffic in this city is atrocious.
People get miserable, they start to lose it,
Yeah, they really do lose it. I mean, the guy cut me off.
Oh my God!
So the reality is there were some really serious incidents where we'll talk to Dave about that. Road rage is really going to be an interesting talk today, and we'll be talking to Bill Martin over at 401 Dixie Kia. They have a beach sale.
That works. I mean, it's almost beach weather. Why not have a beach sale?
Right? And so if you're in the city or you're in the cottage, give us a shout. You know, if you've got a car question or a car problem, we are here to help you.
Let me give out the numbers, Dave. 416, if you're local, 416-360-0740. That's 416-360-0740. If you're out of town, you can give us a call at 1-866-740-4740.
Yeah.
We take any calls, and that is a out-of-town call. I'm just wondering, Dave, you want to talk
quickly?
Yeah, certainly.
Flamborough Valley Resort.
Just north of Hamilton, I think. It is in the town of Flamborough. In fact, if you need any more information, you could check it out, www.flamboroughvalley.com. Anyways, it's a camping place, and what they're having is a charity car show.
Classic cars
will be there.
Yep.
What's a classic car?
Ferrari.
All right. All the money will be donated, or somebody's going to Sick Kids Hospital. So it's a charity event.
And it's a barbecue. There's a live band.
Live band. There's music. Let's guess. Probably face painting. They always have face painting,
And beer.
I don't think the beer will be free. Anyways, the money is going to Sick Kids Hospital. And everybody, if you've got a classic car, any cars of interest, it says, are welcome to come out. So it's being held today from 11 a.m. till about 5, or when the band quits or the beer runs out, I guess.
Well, if you're in that area of the city, it's in Highway 97 and 6 South. So you had the 401 out to Highway 6. Turn south. It's FlamboroughValleyCampingResort.com if you want more information.
Oh, wait, there's a phone number, 905-659.
Yeah.
5053.
Hi, Flamborough Valley. You know, your call is important to us.
It's being recorded as we speak for quality control.
Okay, you want to go directly to the phones?
All right, we've got a Diane on the phone calling all the way from lovely Peterborough this morning. Diane, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And listen, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
It's our pleasure.
I have a 2003 Saturn Ion.
Oh, wow, okay.
Now, it only has 31,000 clicks on it.
Wow.
And I bought it new. Mm-hmm. The reason why the mileage is not higher is because I've spent a little over 3 years in and out of the hospital.
Oh, poor girl.
Having major surgeries on my legs, learning how to walk all over again. Now, I'm going through my manual.
So basically, you can't kick.
What's that?
Nothing. Okay, it's over
here. Oh, I can kick now. I can do all those things.
Good girl. Good for you. Go ahead.
Thanks for my good surgeons in Toronto. Is this Dave I'm talking to?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Dave. In the manual, it says, don't rust-proof your car.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sort of concerned about that because I've listened to your show every Saturday, And you're saying we should be rust-proofing
yes,
our cars?
Yes, you should. Okay, remember, first off, the manual's written for the world. It's not written for the Rust Belt, which is where we live.
It's probably written for people in India.
More than that. Okay, remember, this car is sold all over the world.
That's right, yeah.
Right? So, you know, if you go to cars in Florida, for instance, all the dashes are buckled up and melted. The if you have a convertible, the convertible roof lasts maybe 5 years before the sun beats the heck out of that.
Mm-hmm.
The interiors are really in lousy shape. The rubbers deteriorate. We don't have those situations up here in Canada. We have different situations, and one of them is rusting. The Saturn, is that plastic panels on that?
Plastic panels on it, but underneath the vehicle, it's still has a steel chassis.
Yeah.
There are lots of metal components underneath that is a big concern. In fact, when a vehicle sits, Dave, in a lot of cases, it rusts quicker than a car that's being driven.
Yes.
Because that dampness just seems to penetrate. Because when the car's on the road, the air tends to dry it out. But here it's stationary, and you get a lot of wicking
and
up
it gets
from
warm.
The
car gets warm.
Yeah.
Diana, are you keeping this car?
Yes. Well, I'm sort of caught. I have to keep it because it only got 31,000 clicks. It's in mint condition.
Okay, because it is 8 years
it
old.
Well maintained.
It is 8 years old, though.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But for 31,000 clicks, what else should I be looking for? With the Saturn, something going to go wrong?
No, I don't think so. The only problem with the Saturn right now is that there are no dealerships.
I know.
It's an orphan, and that's that. The truth is, my best advice is actually to keep it because it really has no value.
Well, this is it.
Yeah,
well, it's got a lot of value to Diane.
Well, definitely, yeah.
It looks like it came out of the showroom.
You run into that with a lot of cars, you know, where they stop manufacturing them and the manufacturers disappeared. And Diane, hang on for just a sec, would you?
Yes, I will.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we'll continue the conversation.
Thank you, Dave.
And after we talk to Diane, we're going to talk to Dave Whitford about road rage.
And if you've
get
got
out of my spot. You're in my spot here.
If you got a question, 416-360-0740.
Why are you always sitting so close to me?
Or 1-866-740-4740.
I'm going to see you at the side of the road at the next intersection. This is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM 740, and Dave may not be here after the break.
Ooh, that's good music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, who is it? Cream, okay.
My friend, Mr. Eric Clapton. We're like this, eh, Dave? Me and Eric. Yeah.
Can we crank it up a little bit?
It's getting your dog.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Dave Redinger with Alan Gelman, and we have a young lady on the phone by the name of Diane with an eye on... Who is?
She had a question about rust proofing. Her vehicle doesn't have a whole lot of miles, and she wants to keep it. And that's the key, I think. You know, if you're going to want to keep this car for a long, long time, then it is important to have it sprayed underneath, right?
And here's your bonus, Diane. The folks at Crown will give you a rust proofing.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Okay. So what we're going to do is you're in Peterborough. There are dealers in Peterborough. You're going to hold on the line.
Okay.
Orin, our screener, will take your name and address and everything, and we'll send it into Crown. They'll send you a coupon.
Wonderful.
And you'll go there, and you'll get it undercoated and undersprayed. And you should do this every year, by the way, if you're going to keep the car.
Okay.
What it does is it actually locks off the oxygen. So if the panels can't get oxygen, they're not going to corrode. And it does really work well. Coming this morning, we saw a 91 Honda Accord, which is a real ruster in the back end, was actually mint. And you can see it was rust-proof because there was oil stains on the side there.
Mm.
Excellent stuff. So we'll take care of that for you. We're glad to do it. And have a great day.
You have a great day, and thank you for your help.
Thank you, love. No problem.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye
Maybe
now.
The mileage is low because you don't go anywhere in Peterborough. Where can you go? It's like there and back.
You told me, though, when you drive in the car with your wife, she locks off all the oxygen.
Yeah, she does, you know. That's because she takes... You know, speaking of driving with your wife, Davey Woodford's just back from holidays. Dave, how are you?
Good. I knew you were going to bring that up, speaking of driving with your wife.
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning. He was complaining. Like, my wife, I tell you, if it wasn't for GPS, we'd have some real fights.
Yeah, I probably would have ended up in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's the truth, right? And I would say that's because they do home economics and they never studied geography or shop.
Yeah, right.
They're not perfect, though. I mean, we were up in Ram a couple weeks ago, and it kept telling me the wrong where to go, I must say.
Yeah.
Oh, the GPS?
Yeah, I think it wanted to take me on the more scenic route rather than the fast route.
Yeah.
We're recalculating.
It seemed to take me on the toll routes when I was heading down to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Hidden me to the words, the toll route. Someone's got some money invested in it.
Well, you know what, Dave? Speaking of tolls, the hot weather takes the toll on drivers, you know, especially when they're stuck in traffic, which we are. It seems like we always have rush hour here in the big smoke, eh? And people, they're starting to lose it. What's going on out there?
Yeah, we see more and more what we call road rage this time of year, and a lot of it has to do with the weather and the heat. And, you know, starting the week off this week, we had two fatal collisions on the 401, one eastbound and westbound out in the Mississauga area, you know, within a kilometer pretty well of each other. And it was really getting frustrating for a lot of people. Right from 3 o'clock till 9 o'clock, we had the highway shut down.
Wow.
And people are frustrated, and road rage kicks in.
We're in a lot of pressure, you know, like it's expensive to live in Toronto, so everybody's under pressure to work. And you can't get anywhere.
You know, to the cooler temperatures, to the air conditioning or pools or whatever. But, you know, the thing of it is a lot of people don't prepare themselves. They don't prepare their cars. We always talk about winter, preparing your vehicle. But you should be in the summer as well, like regular maintenance, check the belts, the hoses, tires especially. We get a lot of blowouts this time of year. Or people will overinflate or underinflate the tires just to get that extra mileage if you overinflate. But what happens is you don't get that grabbing effect on the pavement. Called a footprint. What is it called?
It's contact patch.
You guys, you know. Anyways,
yeah, contact patch.
You can lose control very easily, you know, on the highway if you don't have enough traction.
David, if you're involved in a road rage instance, I mean, okay, I cut the guy off, you know, and he's after me and he's chasing me and everything else. And the truth is, I never saw him and blah 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 blah. What do you do?
Yeah, and it happens to everybody, Dave. And what happens is you don't retaliate, and that's the big thing. That's where we end up seeing problems. And we did have one incident, like I say, when the highway was shut down where the guy got cut off. Mm-hmm. And then he pulls up along the side of the guy that cut him off, gives him the finger. Next thing you know, he's getting even more frustrated.
Yeah.
He stops his vehicle right on the highway, gets out, and gets into a confrontation with the person and actually spits on him, and now he's facing assault charges. You got to think of the circumstances down the road. Just call us and let us handle it.
Yeah.
You know, usually, or ignore the person, go away. You know, things happen, and it can happen to anybody, anytime.
So, Dave, how do people do that? I mean, let's say you get in trouble or you see an incident happening. What's the number they call?
911, same as an emergency number. We have 24-hour dispatchers on call, taking these calls, and then they communicate them to the officers on the road. In this circumstance, like I said, we were close by, and we caught the gentleman, and he ends up facing assault charges as a result.
Now, the truth is, it's because they're sitting in their cars, and they think that nobody can talk to them or touch them or whatever it is. I mean, they're Superman because they push the pedal down and the thing goes?
I don't know what it is. I think a lot of it's just frustration, Dave. And, you know, people want to get from point A to point B. We all make errors when we're driving sometimes. You know, the lane changes. We had one yesterday where, you know, a lady made a maneuver, didn't check her mirrors, and then had to overcorrect and loses control. Things like can happen out there very easily.
Dave, I think, you know, we certainly see those electronic signs on the 401s being used. Do you think if we had more of them, they could get the word out better?
And they are in the process of doing that with the highways that are going up. They're very expensive. And I think the main thing right now is, you know, increasing the highways that we have. I know they're expanding 407, the 404 northbound, 400's under construction, a lot of them. And with that, the electronic signs are coming, and they're going to be even more digital that are coming. So those things are a help, yes. And we're seeing the portable ones as well going up, especially in areas where we don't have them, like up in the 400. We're seeing the portable ones on the side of the road just to give motorists a little bit of a warning.
So I'm thinking that if the guy gives you the bird, that should be 2 points off your license right there. Right? You give me the bird, it's 2 points, and I can whack you in the back for free.
Yeah.
Right? That's a good one, right? And the other one is,
you're always thinking like
the other
that.
One, jump in the queue. That also bugs me. You know, we're standing in line and we're quietly moving ahead, and all these guys, usually BMW drivers, are on the side.
Oh, those are the cars that don't have signals, eh?
Yeah.
I don't understand. It costs 60 grand, they don't have signals. Or at least they don't work.
And what's 60 grand? 100 grand. And they're, you know, they're edging you over because they got to squeeze in, and now the guy's ahead of you.
You don't understand. Their time is way more important.
Because we're idiots. Yeah.
Their time is way more important than everybody else.
That's got to be 2 points and maybe a recovery bird, you know, like.
You don't think about it really, though. I had it at the border. Someone cut in front of me at the border, and I'm driving, you know, the big motorhome.
Yeah.
Just didn't want to wait for me. He cuts right in front of me, and I start cursing him, you know, and everything else. You don't think, you know, about the retaliation.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't do anything. But you
you got a gun.
Picked the wrong person.
That's right.
I would have sent Bonnie out to take care of things, you know, really.
Yeah. Forget about him. She's the one you got to worry about. Dave, thank you so much. Where are you off to today?
I'm actually working in my garden today. It's sort of been ignored the last couple of weeks. Usually I'm either with you guys or on the highway, but today, garden work.
So in other words, there's a freebie on the 401.
I'm not the only one out there.
Yeah, I know.
Dave, also, listen, if you're going to have a couple of wobbly pops, make sure you're not driving that lawn tractor, eh?
Yeah, I know. Don't go there either. You guys got too much on me.
Thank you very much, Dave Woodford. I appreciate you calling in. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Dave Woodford's available at any highway system across Ontario. Just look for him in a black and white, whatever he's driving.
This is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM 740, where the phone number is 416-360-0740 or 1-866-740-4740. Give us a call. We're going to go to Shirley right after this break.
On the table again. Let's have a big hand here for Al. He's just doing his number.
Do me gently.
There he is. Dave's Corner Garage here back with Alan Gellman. And on the phone is Mr. Bill Martin from 401 Dixie Kia. Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. Beach party bingo.
That's what music reminded me of. We're having a beach party here. What's going on, Bill?
Oh, we got the biggest sale in the history of the dealership. This is Bill Martin live. We got a big $25,000 giveaway with any purchase with our big party going on August 7th. We got huge, huge savings right now. Put it this way.
Did I wind them up? Good, eh?
Yeah. Dave, listen to this. Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
That's the jaw hitting the ground when they see the kind of savings I'm talking about.
That's the sound of the prices dropping.
Oh, yeah, the prices are dropping, and it's selling like hotcakes. We got the big beach party today here at 401 Dixie Kia.
Okay.
Right on the corner of the Auto Mall on 401 and Dixie in Mississauga. And if they call today, I'm going to give you the number.
Sure.
And if they call today, they're going to get a confirmation number that's going to override pricing and over the factory incentives.
Oh, yeah.
And phone number here is 905-602-0884. Again, it's 905-602-0884. If they call now, ask for Bill Martin, the Latin from Manhattan. Okay, that's the nickname. And tell you what, Dave, we got 0%.
Yeah, tell me about that, 0%. Buddy, what does that mean?
0% on most every vehicle on the lot right now.
Yeah, we saw the commercial. Cars. We heard the commercial, 0% on the Rondo, right?
That's correct. We got 0% on the Sportage, 0% on the Sorentos, the Fortes, the all-new Soul. And you wait till you see the 2012 reels. You're going to, it's to die for, I'm telling you right now.
When are they coming out?
Oh, buddy, they're going to be out here in the next couple of months. They should be landing on ground. So
now, if you go on the internet.
Orders, we got back orders on them right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you go on the internet and punch up 2012 Kia Rio, you'll see the car. It's a super little car. That German or Austrian designer that came from Audi really did a number. That car is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, buddy, it's selling like hotcakes. They're borrowing the design from the all-new Sportage. You saw that body.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they shrunk it down.
Right now, if they buy today, they don't have to pay till fall. We got a 90-day deferral on most our vehicles right now, so they can have a little breather for a few months without a car payment, eh?
So when you make a car payment on zero interest, actually we're just paying off principal, right?
That's correct.
So no interest at all?
Absolutely. So you're going to build equity right away, right out of the gate.
What a way to discount a car.
So that beach party, I want to hear more about that.
Buddy, the beach party, we got hot dogs, we got hamburgers, pop, buddy, you name it. We're rock and rolling, selling cars like candy bars and trucks like peanut butter cups and giving people...
We got the big ones, the small ones.
we got lions and tigers and giraffes. We got everything.
Okay, that's it for a commercial.
I'm strapped in because what I'm getting ready to hit you with is unbelievable. We got on the all-new Sedona, which is the minivan, because you know this is minivan season with vacation time, up to $7,500 discounts right now.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, so it's something, maybe that somebody's in a minivan, they bought it in the past, they might be in a little negative equity situation. Boom, that's the vehicle to be on right out of the gate. Zero down. They could get into a very reasonable payment, and they're laughing.
You know what? I love your commercials. So good. Bill Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, now that was the commercial.
Let me repeat it one more time.
Yes.
So they can call now. It's 905-602-0884. Again, 905-602-0884 at 401 Dixie Kia in Mississauga.
Ontario.
Bill Martin, the Latin from Manhattan. Thank you very much for calling. We got to run. And make sure if you're out in that area, by all means, drop by. Yeah. Sounds like
absolutely. Come out for some free hot dogs and some pop, eh?
Okay. Yeah, take care.
And usually potato salad. You guys got good potato salad.
Sure. All right, Bill, take care, especially after it's been in the hot sun for about 3 hours. All right, we got to get back to our call. Shirley's been waiting on the line, calling all the way from Waterloo. Shirley, how are you today?
I'm just fine, and how are you doing?
Good. Excellent, thank you.
Good. A couple of weeks ago, you had an item on your show through the week about emergency brakes and their use or lack of use.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you saying that if you were stopped and asked to show that your car was stoppable with your emergency brake, you'd be in big trouble if that didn't work.
Yeah, because if he was after your car, they would just take it off the road because it's unsafe.
Yeah. I have become very lax in using an emergency brake.
Okay.
I guess because you put it on and you sometimes forget to release it. So you get into the habit of never, ever using it.
Well, that is the problem. And most people with automatics, Shirley, you know, because you don't really need it all that much if you're on flat ground, you're right. They don't use it. So
it seizes, right?
And what happens is it does get stuck.
So if I decide now that I really have to get in that habit of using it, if I start using it after such a long period of time of it not being used, is it going to seize up? Do I need to go in and see my mechanic before I do that?
Okay, perfect. Exactly. That was going to be my suggestion, is when you go into your garage the next time you need an oil change or you decide you want to use it, bring that up to him. Say, you know what? I want to start using my parking brake. I haven't used it up until now, because if it's going to get stuck, that's the place you want it to get stuck, where they can release it and fix it for you. You don't want to be trying it on your own at home, and then all of a sudden it is stuck.
Charlie, best parking brake story, and this is a true story. Wife phones me up. The car is making a squealing noise when she's driving. And I go, well, how does it sound? It just squeals when I drive. I says, does it feel okay? Yes, okay. So she drives home. And I get to home, and I go try the car, and I get in the car, pop the emergency brake, and the back wheel is burned out of it because she drove like 25 kilometers with the emergency brake on.
Well, funny, strangely enough, I mean, most vehicles do have a light on the dash.
Yeah. So she goes, what happened? I go, it was nothing. I had to put two tires on the back.
Well, it's sort of a red light, and it's a circle with things around it.
But I didn't want to fight. Discretion is the better part of value, right?
So take it into your garage, and certainly if it's able to be lubricated, they'll be able to do it then. They'll be able to make sure that it not only goes on, but it does come off too. Okay, Shirley?
Oh, okay. And then if it's toast, then
I'm fix it.
In
yes.
A new cable.
Yeah.
There
and
you go.
And the other part of it is, if your brake system should ever fail, it is redundant, your brake systems. You got two series of lines in there. So in other words, you've got two really braking systems going. The emergency brake is your third system.
Okay.
All right. So if something would happen, your pedal go to the floor, what are you going to do other than scream?
Yeah.
So the reality is you're going to stomp on the emergency brake. And if that doesn't hold, well, you know, you've got some issues.
I have a third brake in my car. It's my wife. She's always
stepping
on a brake on the passenger side. All right, Shirley, take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Shirley. Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to go to the Lincoln Lawyer next. We're going to go to Bob, calling from Scarborough, driving a 2004 Lincoln. And I guess you're having an issue. What's going on? What's up, Bob?
Well, I had it underquoted there a while ago, and that the driver's door lock stopped working. So it works with the keypad, and it works with the key, but just the driver's button there. So I took the cover off the inside. I could feel the power going to the servo, but it didn't seem to activate the lever. So I'd taken it to the garage, and they said, you know what, for the time and effort and money it costs to take that servo out, just leave it. I could get one from the wreckers, but they seem to be pop riveted to the frame of the door.
Yeah, but they're not terribly expensive to buy new. Are they not available for that model
anymore?
Well,
they are, but they didn't. They said they're pop riveted to the door, and they just don't want to take the time to take it out.
No,
I got another garage.
Yeah, it's just a small drill. You pop the pop rivet.
It's really not that big a deal. I mean, you know, the bad thing about Fords in general is that they break a lot. The good thing is they're cheap. So, yeah, I don't think it's about $50, $60 bucks for the actual door lock actuator.
Get a hold of East Court Ford.
Okay.
Right? Mark is always there. Mark Silverman.
Yeah.
He'll do it for you, no problem. Easy piece of cake. They do them all day.
$100 an hour, though.
No, Mark will tip you. Just tell him you heard it on the show. He gives you a break.
I'll mention your name. That'll
definitely.
Be more,
no
right?
question. You want to. Dave Redinger is the name.
I'll tell you another story. I have a Crossfire as my beater every day. The door lock stopped working. I couldn't figure it out because you need a special DR3 computer to read the computer codes.
Yes.
I took it to Chrysler, who sold me the car. 3 weeks later, they phone me up. They can't fix it.
They've given up?
They've given up.
Oh, wow.
So now it has to go to Mercedes, and I can't afford to go to Mercedes. So if you see a blue Crossfire, it's probably unlocked.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself.
All righty.
Good luck. Well, the good thing is it does work with the key. So, I mean, he can get in and out.
Yeah, he can lock it. But I would, you know, talk to Mark Silverman, East Court Ford. Nice bunch of people.
All right. Grant, Jerry, hang on the line. We'll be taking your calls in just a moment. I'll just give it a number because we have a free line now.
Yep.
416-360-0740 or 1-866-740-4740. Give us a call right now. This is Dave's Corner Garage on the new AM 740.
He was
Mr. James Brown.
Yeah, he had lots of trouble with his wife. He
was in court all the time.
And then they were fighting about apartment buildings he owned and all kinds of stuff.
But what number of wife was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I can't pass past one. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Dave's Corner Garage. I'm here with Alan Gelman.
So, Alan Gelman is my name, and if you've got a call, you can certainly give us one. 416-360-0740.
We got to apologize to Jerry from Lefroy.
How come? What happened?
Where's Lefroy?
Lefroy, it's up near Keswick, near where your cottage is.
Well, let's go to line three. We're going to talk to Jerry from Lefroy. Can you flick the flicker there?
And hello,
here we go. Hey, good
Jerry,
morning.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. Lefroy's up the Lake Simcoe?
Yes, it is. It's just south of, in between Bradford and Barrie.
Wow. Okay. So I'm not complaining that the weather's nice up there, eh?
Beautiful up here. I'm sitting out here listening to your show. I love your show.
Thank you.
Every morning.
We apologize for keeping you that long, but we have to do some stuff.
These guys are really good.
Okay. We didn't care about keeping you so long.
what year is a 1984 Pontiac worth these days?
Well, what kind of car is it?
A Parisian.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. 84 Parisian.
Yeah.
That's a big one with the rear-wheel drive?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, that would go under what's called special interest.
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure it's not a 64?
I wish it was.
What kind of shape is it in?
It's in pretty good shape. Really good shape.
I'm thinking like $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably in that area. The problem is you're at a point now where they're starting to come up in value.
Yeah.
As they become more rare, their value increases. And who would be buying those but us?
Yeah. There's also some in Oshawa.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I'm in Oshawa.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to explain that. The market is really driven by the boomers.
Yeah, it is.
And we're trying to buy the cars that we could never buy when we were younger, or to buy the cars that our dad drove.
Yeah.
My dad always drove Cadillacs.
Yeah,
and big old Cadillacs. And you know, the truth is the Cadillac now really doesn't turn me on. The older Cadillacs turn me on.
I don't like the Cadillac at all. They're ugly looking.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not really built for us. They're built for the next generation.
Yeah,
so Pontiac Parisienne convertible...
I wish it was a convertible.
That'd be big money if it could.
Yeah, I know it would be. Yeah, the four door. Yeah.
What do you use it as a daily driver, Jerry, or it's been sitting?
No, I just like maybe go to the car shows, the show and shine.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right, so it is running though. It is a run driver.
Running beautiful.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Yeah.
It's really good too, eh? Crown. I have that in my other Corolla.
Yes.
I always have it on the Corolla, eh?
Yeah, that's the stuff. It does actually work. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know, interesting, does the cruise scene, people buy these cars and then they go to the cruises and they become friends with the other guys.
You're talking about like a classic car cruise,
Hey, Thornhill Cruisers, by the way, they meet every Monday night up at Bayview and Steeles. There's a little church there, and you see all these little cars, 4 o'clock to 7, I think it is.
Thornhill Cruisers. Nice group of guys, and no matter what kind of car you've got, if you're proud of it, you can bring it.
Even if you're not proud of it, bring it.
Maybe you can sell it to somebody.
I was going to say.
All right, we're going to go to who's been hanging on the longest. Grant is calling in from Cambridge. He's got a problem with the steering on his car. What's going on, Grant?
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Yeah, I just purchased a car a week ago. Well, actually last week. And when I'm driving it, I haven't had it back, so I'm not complaining at this moment. But I'm driving it. It's a 2002 Alero. Very clean underneath.
Yes.
But... when I turn the wheel at very slow speeds, or like if I'm parking or what have you, I get kind of a swishing, slipping sound.
Okay.
Hard to explain it.
Do you feel a difference in the steering wheel when it's happening?
There's no feeling in the wheel, and everything's working right. It just makes this kind of sound. Okay?
Oh, Grant, let me ask you. It's Alan speaking now. The sound, do you hear it more from inside the vehicle, or is it more outside the vehicle? Can you tell?
It sounds like it's coming from under the hood.
Okay. I mean, one of the possibilities, what we see a lot on these GM cars is that the strut top bearings tend to get tight after a little while.
Yeah, that's very true.
And when you turn the wheel to one side, and especially, you don't notice it, of course, when you're going at speed, but when you're going slow, let's say you want to into a parking spot, you turn the wheel, and all of a sudden you'll hear like a spring kind of sound. Okay.
It's not a spring sound. No, it's more of a sounds like something's slipping.
Okay, you know what? The other thing to do, of course, is to check, make sure the belt's tight on the power steering unit.
Okay, and it you could be the belt.
Yeah, and it could
everything seems to be working okay, but it still could be the belt, right?
It could be the belt loose, could be the tensioner's getting a little tired, or it could be the fluid is
now,
down a little
bit. Let's talk about how did you buy this car? Where did you get this car?
Where did I get it? I got it off a lot.
Okay,
it's actually a garage, but they have several cars that they're selling.
Very good. Okay, that's excellent. That's the first part of that is pretty good. Is he a dealer or is he a private individual?
Is he a dealer?
Yeah. Did you buy it for him?
No. It's not off a dealership. No.
Okay. So he's not a dealer. So he's basically a mechanic sold you the car.
It's a mechanic. It's a garage.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I would suggest you do is go back and ask them to resolve it.
Yeah.
If you would have bought it from a dealership, you would have had a more backup from the government. But this way, it's a private deal. If it ever went south on you and you had to get involved with legalities, you would actually have to sue him privately. You couldn't actually get the government involved.
I see.
But I think the first step here is, you know, he's the fellow that sold it to you. I'm sure if he's a straight up guy, he'd be more than happy to take care of your concerns.
Yeah, I kind of felt so. Under the safety inspection, would this
believe it or not, shock absorbers are not part of safety.
They're not.
No. No, that's an issue that I've been fighting for years, is that the safety standards law is close to 35 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I did a presentation to the folks over at OMVIC telling them that, first off, the shock absorbers are not involved, airbags are not involved, electronic controls on the suspension are not involved, nothing's involved.
ABS brakes aren't involved, nothing like that.
The technology has moved on so rapidly that the legalities haven't caught up yet.
The government's falling behind us for years.
Yeah, and you know what they told me? Most governments won't do anything in the second or third year of their mandate. They'll only do it in the first and second year.
Because, I believe that one.
Yeah.
I have one other question with this.
Yeah.
The turn signals are intermittent.
Again, that's something they should look after.
They should. Are they mandated to look after that?
Yeah, turn signals would be.
Turn signals do have to work, but take it in and show them specifically
where the issue is,
how it's not working.
Yeah, might be tricky. It's done it three times this week.
Well, just show them.
Okay, one of the problems here on the same car, same thing, common issue, is the turn signal switches go south on these. So, take it in and show them what it's doing.
Now, it's related to the Cavalier, so its parts are not expensive. I mean, it's a nice, solid little car. It should give you great service. And if you keep it long enough, it's going to be a classic car. It's a Alero.
All right, Grant, good luck with that.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for the call. Thank you.
All right, we've got a lady coming who's called us now. Question about spark plugs. Diane, what's going on?
I have a 2005 Sedona van, and it's got 83,800 miles on her.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering when and if I should put spark plugs into it. My husband used to do all of this, so I'm new at this.
How many miles are on 83,000?
Yes.
Probably never.
You know what?
That's the truth.
The first thing to do is check the owner's manual because they really specify. They put everything in there in terms of a maintenance schedule and tells you when you should do it or not. A lot of new vehicles come with platinum spark plugs, which are a lot more money, but at the same time, they'll last for the most part about 100,000 kilometers.
That's correct,
So if that's the style that you have in there, then you're certainly good to wait. The computers are pretty, delicate too in these cars in terms of if they see an issue, they're going to flag it right away. So in other words, if you have a misfire, for example, and it's caused because of a worn out spark plug, well, your check engine light is going to come on, and in fact it will flash. So if you've got any issue like that, then it would be time to change them.
Do you know where platinum spark plugs came from? Was originally from Porsche.
Oh, really?
They built a race car. Mark Donohue used to race a car in Can-Am.
Yeah.
They built this car that you couldn't change the spark plugs without taking the engine out.
Oh.
So they had to come up with some kind of a scheme where you could run this car with this engine, with these plugs for the entire racing season, and that's how they started to invent platinum-tipped spark plugs.
Oh, you know, it's funny. We had maybe we should give them the Latin for Manhattan's phone number. Diane.
Yeah.
Diane, you're driving a Kia, right?
Yes, I am.
Have you got a pen handy?
Yes, I have.
Here, phone this number. You're going to speak to the Latin from Manhattan.
Yeah, you have to ask for
the
Latin from Manhattan.
Okay, this is Kia Dixie. Dixie Kia, it's 905
yeah.
602
0884. You want to ask them because, say, Bill, I know you're a sales guy, and I don't want to sell mine yet, but let me speak to one of the techs there for a minute, and maybe they can get you an answer on that. All righty?
Okay, well, what was that, 905-602?
0884.
0884. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know what? You know, he's not going to tell her to change the plugs.
He's going
to
tell
her to try to change the car. Exactly. But they have 0% financing, and you can get a hula skirt.
I love the way he's just starting them up like the Energizer Bunny. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We come back with some more of your car questions. It's our song, though. I can help.
I know, but it's the end of the show. We can't help no more.
All right. We're going to come back. It's Dave's Corner Garage, and you know we're running out of time, so let's get quickly to the phone. We have Malcolm who's got an air conditioning question.
Okay, Malcolm, is your air conditioning... I guess the question is, it's not cool, then what do I do?
Yes.
Is that like the Amazing Karnak?
Malcolm,
what's up?
Yeah, you had my air conditioner on the bum, and it's very costly to get it repaired. And I think last week
you should move the vent because otherwise, if your bum is getting sorry. Go ahead.
Can't get a good help nowadays, you know. Yeah, the product you're looking for is actually called Duracool.
Yeah, I tried that. How do you spell that?
D-U-R-A-C.
D-U-R.
Yeah, D-U-R. You can get it at Walmart. Has it?
Yeah.
All right, Princess Auto has it, and I think most jobbers carry it. You can probably get it through a jobber.
Okay.
You can buy it as a kit, and the kit will show you how to install it yourself.
It was advertised today on your program.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
DuraCool.com.
DuraCool.com or deepfreeze.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Good.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we get a lot of air conditioning questions, you know.
Especially now. It's been hot.
Where were you all winter?
All right, Les is calling in all the way from Hamilton. He's got a question about his Chrysler. What's going on, Les?
Good morning, Dave. Long time no see.
Oh, Les, how are you?
I'm the Les, the heavyset guy that used to drive the big old brown Land Cruiser.
Yes, this
I used
is
a breakfast with this occasionally at Bill's Deli.
This is the old neighborhood mechanic show when we were still in Oakville, but we can never say Oakville. We always have to say Toronto.
Okay, no, I know where you are.
Yep, go ahead.
I got a question. I've inherited my dad's old 88 Chrysler Fifth Avenue.
Right.
And I'm having a bit of a steering problem. The steering box is acting up and the power steering pump.
Very common.
I've got some prices on the thing. I don't want to go used, but I'm looking at, I'm going to have to spend with the parts in the R&R almost $700.
Wow.
To repair those two things. Just wondering if there's any other solution.
Reman, I would get in touch. You know what? Go on napapro.ca.
Yep.
Get on there, and you're probably going to find competitive pricing because most of these big jobbers are fighting each other.
Oh, okay.
All right? But it's very common. You get a dead spot in the middle of the steering. It's almost like nothing happens because the boxes wear out.
I keep topping the fluid. It's running fine, safe, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm just concerned $700 is just way too much.
Common problem. NapaPro.ca.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go quickly to William.
We're going to talk to
Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye, sir.
All right, William's got a question about transmission fluid. How you doing, William?
What should I do? Some say you have to drain and fill. Some say you have to flush it. Others say you have to take the filter out.
Mm. William, what kind of vehicle are you driving?
It's this Impreza 2007.
Impreza 2007. Yeah, you know what? Subaru. If the vehicle has a drain plug on the oil, on the transmission pan, then there's certainly no problem with just doing a drain and fill.
Yes.
It's quite inexpensive. You may want, make sure that you're using the right fluid in there, okay?
And, well, nobody carries any other than that you have to go to Subaru.
Yes, sometimes you have to. They're called brand specific. Those fluids are specifically designed for those transmissions. Otherwise, when you put other fluid in, it actually has a harder shift or it may slip. Go to the owner's manual, and probably 60 to 70,000 kilometers, they're going to call for a fluid change if you're supposed to change it.
Yes. So you do.
Right? So that's what I would follow. The truth is nobody really services transmissions. They let them fail first before they tried to service them.
Well, that's why you got to change the fluid beforehand.
Yes, and people don't do it.
Okay, if you take care of it.
Have a plug.
If it does not have a plug, then it's not serviceable. A lot of GM products don't change transmission fluids. There are no drain plugs.
I see.
My Mercedes, there's no drain plugs. It's in there forever.
Well, if you leave it in forever, you have to change the whole transmission. I don't know about that. Can I give Mike's phone number? Do you mind?
Yes, go ahead.
You know what? We got a good fella out in Mississauga, probably close to where you are.
Yep.
905-238-6770. 905-238-6770. Precise Transmission. Speak to Mike and tell him that you listen to us on the show.
Tell him Mike the big wimp.
Take care of yourself, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks, my friend.
Right.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry if you're on the lines. We just can't get to you. That's, we ran out of time. Hey, what did the lady say this morning? Call early, call often?
Exactly.
There you go. Rock and roll. Robbie Lane is coming up next with, what do we got, Robbie?
We got music.
We're not going to talk about your new car?
No, we're not going to talk about that today. Next week.
Next week, we'll talk about Robbie's new car. Anyways, well, thank you for joining us. Alan, thank you.
Yes, this is Alan Gelman here, the guy whose name is never mentioned on air. From Glen Allen Motors up in Downsview. You got a car care question? You can reach me during the week at 401-665-6230.
And a special thanks to Dave, the operator, who I never thank.
David Gaskin.
If you need an operator, here's the guy who knows how to operate.
And he's got a beautiful hairstyle this week, too. You know, ladies outside would be like so
that.
Excited.
I had a razor like that. Anyways, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Together, just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.